the previous owner did a lot of work to this building, so it was in great condition, and it had good bones. As an event center, when John talked about the demo, we didn't want to take things out just to, you know, get rid of things. We wanted to preserve this beautiful building, the ceilings especially. The south side, we wanted that to feel a little bit taller, so we put a new ceiling in there and tried to match as much as we could from this building that was built in the 60s. But we tried to save things and do this building justice. So a lot of the demo that we had to do was just to get everything to code. So we probably spent more money taking everything out to get it up to current code. There's an elevator that you don't even see because it's behind sheetrock right now in the main room. Those take about 9 months to get. So that's part of phase two, but getting everything up to code with the bathrooms, the elevator, the fire safety, everything we need, and then just being able to use it as a large event space. So this building was a great building, just very chopped up. So we wanted one big open space. The plan for events is weddings, corporate events, private events, pretty much anything, any group of 25 or more, we would love to have you out here. We're great at maximizing the space if we've got a group of 300 people or 298, according to Scott Magnuson. So many rules, I tell you what, I've never hated code so much. But it's good, it keeps us all in line, right? So as far as events, we want to be able to maximize the space, whether it's a small gathering or a large gathering. Phase two, John mentioned, will be downstairs and then outside. If you didn't notice, hopefully you didn't because the sun's going down, but we have a two-toned building, so out front looks great. The other three sides need some work in the spring. We're going to have to demo some of the dirt work outside to get everything up to code downstairs. So there's a lot of work to do in phase two. That's why we wanted to celebrate our contractors today, because you're not done with us yet. on that note, all of the people we worked with have been wonderful. So city officials, Gwen Crawford, Scott Magnuson, Carl Martinek, city commissioners, everybody was instrumental in the success of this. So it got to the point where if I didn't talk to Scott for a week, he'd say, haven't heard from you for a while. Where are we at on that? So appreciate that. Steve Tangen has more patience than anybody that I've met in a while. So really appreciate you, Steve. Architect-wise, we all were different personalities, but we all work together in a great way. So I appreciate everybody that helped during the renovation process. Downstairs, the plan for phase two is July. So we want to get started on that right away as soon as we can. We have our first actual wedding will be in about 3 weeks. So that being said, that first wedding is a group from Jamestown. And that's why I wanted to bring an event center to Valley City. I did 178 weddings at our Fargo and Moorhead venues last year. And it is countless numbers of people that come from this area. So instead of all that money going to our Fargo venues, that needs to be spent in Valley City. So as an event center, we don't want to take away business. We want to bring business here and keep those dollars local. So when somebody comes in and books a wedding here, I want them to book a hotel room in town. I want them to utilize bars and restaurants and get gas before they leave town. I want them to go down and enjoy the retail shops on Central Avenue. So we just want people to be in Valley City and just support that local economy and drive local business. So I don't want people to think like, oh, we're the Fargo people coming in. I very much am from Valley City and it's in my heart. So we just want to do good here. I also have to say thank you to my family. I'm normally not emotional, but my stepdad, who is probably hiding right now, and my mom, they live a mile away. They probably didn't have a choice in helping me, but so many nights that they were here till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, helping get everything ready. So they were very, very good to us. So appreciate that. Anything I didn't say.